What was that? A strange, rustling, hissing sound, as of cattle trampling through dry reeds, a sound which quivered and shook even in the breath of the hurrying wind. Roger snorted, stood still, and trembled in every limb, and a sensation of awe and terror struck a chill through Gilbert's heart. The sound drew swiftly nearer, and became a wild, seething roar, filling the whole breadth of the valley. "The dam! The dam!" cried Gilbert. "The dam has given way!" He turned Roger's head, gave him the rein, struck, spurred, cheered, and shouted. The brave beast struggled through the impeding flood, but the advance wave of the coming inundation already touched his side. He staggered. A line of churning foam bore down upon them. The terrible roar was all around and over them, and horse and rider were whirled away. What happened during the first few seconds Gilbert could never distinctly recall. Now they were whelmed in the water, now riding its careering tide, torn through the tops of brushwood, jostled by floating logs and timbers of the dam, but always, as it seemed, remorselessly held in the heart of the tumult and the ruin.